Welcome back to the Tony Conley Morning Show. It's 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, 850 on this beautiful Thursday morning. It's 64 degrees. We're expecting a high temperature of 85. We had a caller call in and wonder why Mitt Romney's name is Mitt. His full name is Willard Mitt Romney. Willard is for his father's friend, hotel magnate Willard Marriott. And the Mitt name is the nickname for Mr. Marriott. And so I didn't know that. And sometimes when you Google things and you get information, especially from Wikipedia, it makes you a little nervous. So I wouldn't bank on that, but at least that's what I read in Wikipedia. I'm going to look that up because we've had questions about that in the past. A couple accidents to pass on to you. There is some slow traffic in the Lake Lansing Road near Coolidge areas. There's a serious accident there, so it's very slow going Lake Lansing Road near Coolidge. Also, a semi-truck fire on I-96 westbound between Cedar and MLK has that has that section of I-96 westbound down to one lane. Also, there is a block-off portion of Edgewood Boulevard because of that fire. So a semi-truck fire, I-96 westbound between Cedar and MLK. It's down to one lane. Also, a portion of Edgewood Boulevard is blocked off because of that semi-truck fire. It's currently 8:51. Good morning to you. 393-3700. That's the McLaren Health Plan phone line, 517-393-3700. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on 1320 WILS.
Today, we want to find out how big a good marriage is.
You mean how many people it affects?
Yes.
Let's go find out.
How big is it? Yeah. I can't measure it.
Big!
It's worldwide.
I would say big as the universe, and that universe is infinite.
So your marriage affects more than just the two of you.
How many people are we talking about?
At least 1,000.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands of thousands.
If you bring joy to your marriage, people are kind of like, I want that too.
You're drawn to that because you see those nice people being together, being happy, and you want to enjoy that too.
If you were going to take all these people that your marriage has influenced, what kind of building would you need a house of all?
It's going to be quite a big building.
Stadium.
We're not the stadium level. A gymnasium.
Oh, that would have to be a cathedral.
So a good marriage really is good for more than two.
Yeah, a good marriage goes a long way.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
Here's what's going on in the capital city from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Fitzgerald Park will hold the Rock the World Obstacle Race and Music Festival at the end of June, but you can register for the event now. Run a 5K trail full of obstacles, and when you're finished, enjoy a live music festival the rest of the day with food and drinks included. For more information, call 517-303-4987. As the temperature rises, so do the hours at Potter Park Zoo. Now through the end of the summer, the zoo will be open until 6 p.m. Come to see the zoo's new tiger cubs and other animals for a few more hours each day. The MSU Crew Club is holding a rent-a-rower fundraiser to help support the MSU Crew Club. You can literally rent an MSU rower to do work around your home, such as painting or lawn work, with donations going to the Crew Club. For more information, call 248-953-7899. That's what's going on in the capital city. For more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 8:54, 64 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Jamie Warman is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line to talk about the Hazlitt Good Old Days Festival. Jamie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm not doing so good. I've been living in this area for more than 15 years, and I have never been to the Hazlitt Good Old Days Festival. Tell me, what is that?
Well, it's actually brand new this year. We, group of us, got together, and, you know, we're the last community in the area almost to have a festival. And we just wanted to embrace community and family and kick off the summer right, and we wanted to find something to do with your family and friends that you don't drop your whole paycheck just to go out and have fun. So The entire event is free except for parking, so that's going to be absolutely wonderful for a lot of our families in the area.
All right, tell me about it. The Hazlitt Good Old Days Festival, where is it at, how long does it last, and what will people experience?
Well, it's June 8th, 9th, and 10th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to take place at both of the Lake Lansing parks, north and south. There's going to be all kinds of events there. We're going to have clowns. We're going to have face painting. There's two concerts at the band shell in the park. Pedal boat races, Potter Park Zoo is going to be there. There's going to be a lot of kid games, and all of those are going to be free. So your kids can go play a bunch of games, get some free prizes, and have a great time with their family. We have a car show with dash plaques for the first 50 entries, and you do not have to register for that, so that's going to be a great one for some car enthusiasts. There's a craft show in the park, all kinds of stuff going on.
Tell me about putting this together. What's it been like, and how have you been received?
It's actually been quite well. We have Denny Emmer is the committee chairperson. This is his brainchild, and he just advertised. A few of us got on board, and you know, we've put together a lot of things fairly easily. We've basically just created a Facebook page, and a lot of our sponsors, a lot of our groups that are participating kind of came to us. We didn't have to do a lot of legwork, to be honest. It's been absolutely great that we've had so many people be so ready and willing to participate with us.
All right, and you were able to get to both parks and access to those, so there'll be plenty of parking. Will you have food there?
We will have food there. The concessions are going to be going at the park, and we're going to be having some cotton candy and stuff as well.
All right, Jamie Warman is with the Hazlitt Good Old Days Festival. One last time, Jamie, give the date and times and locations where people can find out more information either by phone and or on the web.
June 8th, 9th, and 10th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can contact us at hazlittgoodolddays.org, or you can find us on Facebook. And we also have an email, hazlittgoodolddays@gmail.com. And we do have some sponsorship packages left, and we're also looking for a few more volunteers for Saturday. So if anybody's willing to give up 3 hours of their day, we can really use some extra help in that area.
All right, Jamie Warman, it's the Hazlitt Good Old Days Festival. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com at 64 degrees.